Shmuel Beis Perech Chavalav Pasuk Beis. A 3-year famine has erupted during David's reign, likely earlier than the stories we've been telling lately about Avshalom at the end of his life. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has told David through the Urim V'Tumim that the famine has come because the innocent Givonim, the fraudulent converts to Judaism who did menial labor on behalf of the Kohanim at Nov, were massacred along with the rest of the city. So it's really on Shaul's account that this famine is taking place. Vayikra HaMelech laGivonim, vayomer aleihem. So King David immediately calls the Givonim, and he speaks to them, and he says, along the lines of, Rashi says, Divrei Ritzui, may they accept his words and be forgiving, have mercy. So it doesn't say exactly what he said at this moment, but he's begging them, please overcome your anger, your righteous fury. You know, talking to anybody on Twitter and saying, don't be so makbid, is not going to be something that's going to go well. They are internet trolls of the worst sort. And of course, even worse than that, they have some justification. So he tries to speak to them about having rachmanas, because of course, all the people of Klal Yisrael are suffering because of the famine. V'hagivonim lo mibnei Yisrael hema. But the Nach tells us, seeing to the heart of the matter, of course, is that the Givonim were not of the children of Yisrael. They were not Jewish. Ki im miyeser ho'emori. Because they were from the remnant of the Emori, the Emorites. Uvenei Yisrael nishba'u lahem. And Bnei Yisrael had sworn to them back in the days of Yehoshua that they were going to not molest them, and although they would have low-class labor, they would have permanent jobs. Vayivake Shaul lehakosam bekanaso l'bnei Yisrael v'Yehuda. But Shaul, in his zeal, in his kinah for Bnei Yisrael and Yehuda, sought to kill them. So Shaul may have actually had it in for the Givonim. He was suspicious of them because they were there in Nov, because they seemed to be one with the Kohanim in Nov, who he was already mad about. And he decided to kill them, and to kill them with trickery. He suspected them of being part of the conspiracy against him. In fact, some say he suspected all the Givonim of being in the conspiracy, not just the ones in Nov. And so he wanted to either destroy them or drive them out of Eretz Yisrael completely, despite the promise of the days of Yehoshua, when they had been promised protection. Now, the fact that they are from the remnants of Emori explains their rigidity and their unwillingness to have rachmanis and forgive. The Jews are renowned for having humility and generosity and mercy. The Givonim were not from us the same way and did not share those qualities. They were cruel. They were spiteful. They were shameless. And so the Kohanim, in general, had forgiven Shaul for his act of unbelievable wanton cruelty. But the Givonim, who were an accessory to the massacre, to the victimhood, refused to forgive even after the Kohanim had. Others say that by saying they were from the Emori, that emphasizes their innocence. They had no reason to be attacked. They were just doing their jobs. And Klal Yisrael had an even greater obligation to strangers in their midst. We know the Torah warns us about that all the time. And so David is going to ask the Givonim, and these are not the same Givonim from Nov. This is a different group. So he's going to ask them, what do you want? It brings to mind, you know, you pay attention in the Middle East and look at the Palestinian conflict even today. The people making the most claim are people who themselves were never part of the original conflict back in 1948. Some of them are descendants, but none of them were alive back when the original conflict happened. But they're standing on principle and righteous anger, and they've got quite a few people in the world listening. The Givonim feel the same way. Not to connect Givonim and Palestinians, according to the more merciful pshat, they had every right to feel this way. But nevertheless, it hadn't afflicted them personally. Vayomer David el ha-Givonim, so Pasuk Gimel says, David said to the Givonim, Mo e'es ha-lochem, what shall I do for you? You know, it's clear that you are angry and indignant. So what am I supposed to do? I can't bring them back to life. Uvamo achaper. With what? How can I make atonement? Uvarchu es nachalas Hashem. And you will bless the inheritance of God. I will pay any price to pacify the Givonim. If it's money, that's fine. If it's some kind of compensation or reparations, okay. But the Givonim have a different idea in mind. So, Om Vayomru Lo Pasuk Dalet, Vayomru Lo HaGivonim, the Givonim said to David, Ein Lanu Kesef V'Zahav Im Sha'ul V'Im Beiso. We don't have any monetary claim. No dispute over silver or gold with Sha'ul. They hadn't stolen our money. It's interesting that it's written, Ein Li, I do not have. But it's read, Kri Lanu, plural. We have no dispute. So David was hoping the Givonim had rejected his overture because they were too embarrassed to admit in front of each other that they wanted money and they wanted payments. Nowadays, nobody's embarrassed. Give me money. That's what we all say right off the bat, or else I'm going to sue. But he called each Givoni aside individually to say, look, if money is what's going to do it, I'll pay you and you don't have to tell anybody else. But each one of them replied the same way. We don't want the money. Which is, in a manner of speaking, respectable of them. Ve'ein lanu ish lahamis b'Yisrael. And we don't have any claim against the life of any other man in Israel. But we do have a problem. And so David again responded, Vayomer ma atem omrim e'esel lochem. That which you say, I will do for you. Which might have been a little bit of a mistake when David agreed to give the Givonim whatever they asked for. So he jumped right to that conclusion, and he doesn't realize that they're going to ask for something incredibly harsh and inhumane. So David probably should not have tripped and fallen into the trap that they were laying to get him to promise more than in the end he would want to give. Maybe that's what it's doing here. We've seen a number of mistakes by David at this stage in his life, and this may have been one of them.